Jekka News, you need to know now.
There is a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over Gauteng, places of the Mpumalanga Highveld and the northeastern parts of the northwest. And the weather looks completely different than before yesterday's Heritage Day public holiday. The maximums have fallen by 10 degrees in some places. Pretoria up to 21, Joburg and Polokwane 19, Mbombela 16, Emlakleni 18 and Rustenburg a high of 27 degrees today.
So in Pretoria, on Salma Mahlangu Drive westbound, there's been a collision at Van Reinefort Avenue. It's causing slow-moving traffic.
The Madlanga Commission of Inquiry will this morning continue with its public hearings in Pretoria, and a new witness is expected to take the stand. The commission says it will hear expert testimony on the legislative framework the government that the SA Police Service is being governed by. The identity of this witness has not yet been confirmed. And tech companies, including WhatsApp and Reddit, as well as streaming giant Twitch and gaming firm Roblox, could be among more than a dozen sites added to Australia's social media ban for kids under 16. Platforms such as Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok and YouTube are already included in the ban, which is a world first. Yesterday, Australia's eSafety Commission confirmed that notices have been sent to 16 more companies to self-assess whether they fall under this ban. I'm Khadija D'Souza. More news at 8.
Right, there's a lot of football at the moment, and Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruges has announced a strong prelim squad to face Zimbabwe and Rwanda in 2 FIFA World Cup qualifiers next month. Zimbabwe will host Bafana at Moses Mabhida Stadium on the 10th of October, that's at 3 o'clock, before they welcome Rwanda to Mbombela Stadium just 4 days later. And victory in both of those matches will see Bafana qualify for the World Cup, regardless of whether they docked 3 points or not, or handed a 3-0 defeat by FIFA, who have launched an investigation into them fielding an ineligible player. Real Betis scored a late goal to deny Nottingham Forest a winning return to European football. Betis grabbed a 2-2 draw in the Europa League opener. Roma got their campaign underway with a 2-1 victory at Nice. Celtic held to a 1-0 draw by Red Star Belgrade in Serbia. Dinamo Zagreb saw off Fenerbahce 3-1 in the Croatian capital, while Bundesliga side Freiburg clinched a 2-1 home win over Basel. Just a day away from the start of the URC, the Stormers will be the first of the local teams to take to the field in the tournament opener against Leinster in Cape Town. The later kickoff tomorrow will see Glasgow Warriors at home to the Sharks. And interestingly, Glasgow coach Franco Smith will coach against his son in that match. The Sharks have included 22-year-old fly half John Smith in their squad, and he's a former junior Springbok and has fought his way into the Sharks setup after overcoming a couple of injuries. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jekka Sport.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
She said you don't want this heart, boy, it's already broke. Told me everything she touched just goes up in smoke. Only stay a couple nights, then she gonna be gone. I said, baby, you should know that's what I want. 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 What I want. And you ain't got to worry about no trust issues with me. I got them too. I got them too. And you ain't got to worry about no exes that's crazy. I got them too. You know I do. If you're in a hurry,